Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, well, I like that. I like that intro. I like that a lot. That's right. It is 9 o'clock. It's Wednesday night. That's right. So call in 347-884-8125 if you guys want to talk about a thing. No, I want to talk about what I want to talk about. Here's what we're going to talk about tonight. I want to talk about some news, of course. You know, we're going to talk about some funny stuff, some odd news and all that stuff. But I want to also do some predictions here, because I don't know if you follow the you know, MMA, the mixed martial arts and all that. This Saturday is coming up on November 7th. Fedor Emelianenko versus Brett Rogers. The undisputed heavyweight MMA champions would be, that's Mr. Fedor Emelianenko, the Emperor, as you might call it, the Russian sensation to others, and the newcomers, actually this Brett Rogers guy from Chicago. Yeah, so this right, you know, right on the neighborhood here. Fedor is actually 30-1. Okay, 30-1. That means 30 wins, one loss. I mean, that one loss actually, you know, he was accidentally cut, you know, when he was fighting on the, what do you call that, Pride, you know, Pride Fighting Championship. But, we'll cover, you know, we're going to cover about that a little bit more later on. You know, I don't want to just spend all the rest of my hour just talking about that. Also, we're going to be talking about, do you know 75% of young Americans are unfit or cannot perform military duty? You know, that's what the statistics says, and it's I don't, I'm appalled by that, and I think that's ridiculous. Too fat for to be in the army. So we'll talk about that. And also, I want to do another show on Pacquiao and Cotto next week. I think I'm going to do that either Monday or next Wednesday. And we're going to be, you know, I want to do some predictions on that. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit here. You know, we'll just touch up some of the points and what I, you know, my opinion and what I like and how I think, in my opinion, that Pacquiao is going to dominate the fight. So, and if you can prove me wrong, you know, feel free to call. Pick up the phone. 347-884-8125. And now, why is it saying I'm not streaming? I don't like that. Why does it keep saying that? All right. Also, I'm going to talk about a man shows up alive in his own funeral. That's going to be later on today. Also, did you hear about this in the news? I was watching CNN, Fox News, I think. It wasn't both, actually. Get this. It's actually 22 CIA agents. That actually convicted, get this, by a Milan court, you know, that's in Italy, on Wednesday, allegedly for, like, kidnapping an Egyptian cleric. And they're saying the news, they're saying that they're unlikely to spend any time in prison. You know, this judge from Milan saying that they violated human rights and, you know, yada yada and stuff like that. Yeah, I agree. I don't think the CIA is gonna. I don't think the United States or any the CIA, you know, the administration is gonna allow them to just like to just you know steps on a U.S. soil or interfere with their job, and then you know so they can spend some time in prison for kidnapping a you know a cleric. That's just wrong. Yeah. We'll talk about that later on in a little bit here. What I want to do though is, you know, if you guys want to go, you can't hear me? Oh man, that's I just have someone in the chat room says they can't hear me because the show I'm not streaming. I don't know why. Well, one second here. Yeah. Hold on a second. Technical difficulty. Hold on a second here. All right. Oh boy, oh boy. Here we go again with my technical difficulties. All right. So I'm on. I don't know if I'm if you can hear me now, Winston, on the other end. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? What the heck? Yeah. So yeah, call in and find out if I'm able to hear you. But it looks like I'm streaming right now. So earlier, I was not, apparently I wasn't streaming, so it was just, oh man, so I was just like, you know, blabbering about something that is not even being recorded, or we're not getting broadcast or anything like that. Let's get Winston's over here and say, hey, so I wasn't streaming, I wasn't like, you know, broadcasting, you couldn't hear me?
No, I couldn't. I can hear you on Facebook because I posted the link and you know how I embed the player with it. I can hear you on that, but just when I go to your page, like where the chat room, the player is like it's solid blue with little writing at the top. You know, mm-hmm. You know, open your default player or in new window. I mean,
oh, wow.
So it's at the top, not the bottom. So I mean, you know, I'm not sure there.
I think this has something to do because you know what happened. I was about to call in, and then the you know my Firefox just suddenly just you know stopped responding. So I had to close it, and then I opened my Firefox, and it says you want to restore it. So I got like a couple windows, you know, and that's probably what happened. What I did is close that again, and then I clicked the switchboard again and popped up again. So let's just continue on. So regardless, I'm on. And how you doing today, Winston? Are you feeling sick still?
No, I'm better. I'm way
you
better.
You are 100% better today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So how was school today? How was school? Beat up any kids?
It could have been better. It's good. It could have been better. I mean, yeah,
could have been,
no.
been better.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
it's
right.
It always could have been better.
That's good.
Better.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's good. Hey, you know, I want to talk to you real quick on the apparently, the Maine kind of rejected gay marriage. Correct? That's what I was hearing in the news. I was watching Bill O'Reilly earlier, and what's this guy's name? What's this guy name? Miller.
I know you're talking about Miller. Give me a minute. Exactly. I was getting this is exactly the truth.
Miller time what they do. Yeah, he has.
Let me find that right quick.
Yeah.
Dennis Miller.
There you go. Whew, boy. So anyway, they're talking about gay marriage and all that, and all of a sudden they all both agree, saying that, you know, we should not, you know, that's not the priority really, you know, when it comes to running the country. Or right now for the administration, and I was just like, man, you know, I mean, Bill O'Reilly's, he's independent, you know, he's moderate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because that's what he wants to do. He plays like that because he can swing both ways. You know what I mean? Miller, it's you know he's somewhat conservative, but way you know a couple years ago, man, this is well, not just a couple years ago. This is before 9/11. What is this? This guy, this dude is straight up liberal. You know what I mean? This is like worse worse than any announcer, liberal announcer. But anyway, somehow, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, God changed his heart. You know what I mean? So anyway, they were both agree that, you know, this is not a first priority for the, you know, for the country to be fixed. We should not be focusing on that gay marriage for some odd reason. I don't know why they said that. Yeah. I'm just like, what? So that's, you know, to me, that's morally wrong. You know what I mean? If they should focus on the thing because of gay marriage, it should be, you know, I mean, marriage should be between a man and a woman. And it's just my opinion. I mean, if I have, I mean, that's priority right there. You know, I don't care about, you know, how you're gonna run, you know, run the country about the economy and stuff like that. You know, I mean, if you're doing something that is against God, abomination of God, that's what you have to be worrying about, right? Correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think. Hey, do you know? I'm gonna go into Italy. Okay. Apparently, in Italy, they prosecuted or convicted 22 American CIA agents, okay, for kidnapping or this guy, what's his name? Let me look it up real quick. All right, this guy, Abu Omar, and this dude has been linked to the Egyptian terrorist group, you know, called Jamia Islamia or something like that in Egyptian.
Hmm.
And I mean, get this, Egyptian authorities brought, you know, no formal charges against him. So the CIA is actually 23 U.S. or American CIAs, and I believe it's two French and three Italians, right? And there were some of them were acquitted, but and the news says this the judge Oscar Maggi. Okay, Oscar Maggi convicted 23 Americans, one of whom is an Air Force officer, for the February 2003 kidnapping of Osama Mustafa Hassan. Nazir is also known as, you know, Abu Omar, like I said, and the three other Americans were acquitted because they have diplomatic immunity. Well, I don't know what that means. Two Italian secret agents, like I said, and five other Italians were acquitted, including the heads of the military intelligence. So here's the things. I do not believe that the CIA or United States will let them just grab one of our, you know, CIA agents and just so they can spend some jail time over there. Don't you agree? What do you say to this? No, this is, it's like they said something about the violating human rights or some BS.
Yeah.
What do you think? What say you?
You've basically summed it up. I mean, you know, you summed it up. Whatever I was going to say, you just got through saying. You hit the nail right on the head about everything. Hmm. You hit the nail right on the head. So, yeah, it's amazing.
And how about, and who are they? Who are this, like, the, you know, the judge in Milan? Does he have any authority to be just like, hey, you know, like, you know, this is something like, you know those people, or something, they wanted to prosecute George, you know, Bush, ex-president George Bush, for some kind of you know, for invading Iraq and all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, who was it? Cindy Sheehan. You remember her?
I'm not really sure of that, but
yeah,
I'm really sure. I remember when Dick Cheney was going to get, you know, some kind of treason thrown on him. I don't remember George Bush. Yeah, we're selling our country out to China. You know, we borrowed money for China, and it was treason, you know. But I don't know about George Bush. If I did, I'd look that up. But, go ahead.
They, what do you call it? With Cheney now they're trying to do that because of the 9/11.
Yeah.
You know, for 9/11 and for sending our troops to Iraq to die. That's what Cindy Sheehan, she's the one that camped out in the, you know, ex-President Bush's ranch back in the day. Cindy Sheehan, actually her son died in the Iraq war. And all of a sudden, it becomes politicalized, and then, you know, the Democrats and all that, the left wings, you know, kind of picked up on that and kind of put her on a pedestal as some sort of a movement against the war and against George W. Bush. Now she spent her time camping out and doing chanting in front of the White House when this is a couple of years ago, and everything. Like, she even went to Venezuela and met up with Hugo Chavez.
Wow.
So clearly, yeah, I was just like, wow. So that's a scene to Sheehan. But there are people that are trying to do some stuff like that. Man, why did the, we kind of sidetracked that, didn't we? A little bit. All right. Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. Hey, do you watch boxing at all? Because I want some predictions on this. Do you watch boxing? Do you watch MMA or anything like that? Have you heard anything like that?
Mm-mm. I mean, occasionally. If I may flip through the channels and nothing else on, I may come across something like that. But I don't watch it as far as a regular basis, you know.
Right, right. So you've heard of, what's his name, Fedor Emelianenko? Supposedly, this guy. Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he's a heavyweight, you know, in his weight class, and he fought in the Pride, and also I don't know if he ever crossed the UFC yet, but he signed in with what they call Strikeforce, and that's going to be in CBS, I believe, this coming Saturday, on the 7th, and he's going to fight this the guy from Chicago, Brett Rogers, and Brett Rogers 10-0. You know, MMA, this is like, you know, little brutal, you know, grappling and, you know, and all goes and kicking and punching and stuff like that. So here's my prediction. There's a lot of hype going on and saying Brett is going to win. Brett Rogers is going to win. And he's a big black dude, you know what I mean? The guy can punch.
Mm-hmm.
But my prediction would be, you know, Fedor would still be on top because... I mean, this dude, I mean, if you see him fight, you know, recently he fought that young guy from Ukraine. I mean, he punched him right in square in the face and just knocked him out. And that's my, yeah, that's
Whoa.
My prediction. I want, and it's, yeah, because it's Emelianenko. I mean, this guy's a beast, man, you know. I mean, it's just this. I don't know if he's going to lose his, you know, power punch or anything like that, but I highly doubt it because that's, you know, they've been saying that like 5 years ago. They said, oh, you know, he's done. He's not going to be able to, you know, perform better or, I mean, stronger and yada, yada, yada,
yeah.
And all that stuff. But but he knocked out every single one of them and proved him wrong. So that is my prediction in that. And people, you know, I mean, people's probably going to tell me like, oh, you're wrong and all that. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see Saturday. We'll see if you guys, if you're going to be able to watch them, CBS, go watch them, you know, go watch them. Now, and you hear about this guy in Brazil.
Uh-huh.
There's a Brazilian bricklayer reportedly killed in a car crash. And actually, you know, scared and shocked his family by showing up alive in his own funeral. You know, you only hear that on TV, you know, I mean, like, television, all that thing. I think this is a true story. I mean it's broadcast by AP, right, the Associated Press? Aren't they, like,
yeah.
Really? Okay. So, relatives of Ademir George Goncalves, well, the dude is 59 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And they had identified him as a victim of a Sunday night car crash in southern Brazil. That's what the cop says. You know, they identified a body and everything. And and they said, as a customer in Brazil, the funeral was held the following day, which happened to be the holiday of finados. I don't know what that means. One of the Brazilian visit cemeteries to honor the dead. Okay, this is like the All Saints, right? The November the 1st? Is that All Saint Days or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, this, you know, I mean, you're familiar with the Catholic beliefs, right? That's what the Catholic beliefs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they go to the cemetery and then, you know, they light up candles and stuff. So dude shows up, right?
Yeah.
And it said what family members didn't know was that the dude had spent the night at the trucks and stopped talking with friends over drinks on a sugarcane liquor known as a cachaca. So he got drunk and maybe like fell asleep in his truck, you know, and this is funny. So they found a body and the corpse was badly disfigured, you know, but that strikingly similar, you know, wearing similar clothing, and that's what the cops were saying. So, I mean. I'm gonna ask you this question. Let's say you're at the funeral, right? You know, it's like you're there, and you know who that person is, and the you know dead body and everything like that. And all of a sudden, he shows up. I mean, what would your reaction be? Would you be like shocked and maybe it would run away, Winston? Are you there? Okay, so Winston's not there anymore. I'm the only one here. So
I'm here.
Oh, okay, you're there.
Yeah, the dog's barking out here, and I had to mute myself on my phone, and it's, you know, so yeah, we're in a condensed neighborhood, and you know, when they're barking, it's not more like an animal; it's more like a human being. So,
oh right.
You know, I gotta kind of check that out.
That's correct, man. So, you know, go back to the thing. I want to go back to the, let's say, you know, you're at the funeral, you know, I'm just saying, I'm using a scenario, you know, hypothetically, you know, God, dude shows up,
yeah.
You know, the dude shows up in the door, say, what are you guys doing here? Would you be shocked? I would be shocked. I would probably sold my pants.
But you have to realize is, if you're that guy, and they had a funeral,
right.
Don't you think you get in your mind, just play a sick joke on them, just play the sickest joke you could on them, and just walk in, like, kind of walk from the back with make light, you know, just come in there and just shock the living crap out of them, just go, you know, just, I guess, I don't know, kind of scare them, I guess, be, like, waiting in the corner over there, just pop out.
Yeah, exactly, I'd probably do, you know, if I see something like, hey, you know, sometimes they put up your pictures and stuff like that, and you're just picking
yeah.
out the corner, it's like, wait a minute. You know, what's going on here?
Wait,
I'd probably just...
Exactly.
You'd be like, you pop up and go, hey, who died? Or you can just go and, you know, just like walk, you know, real quick across the room, you know, and not
yeah.
look into anyone. You just like look at the door and just like walk across the room and go outside and go in the back door.
Or just go up there just go up to the casting and just sit there and just walk up there and look at him. And then, like, look at her, and look
your
at
head.
Yeah.
that would be sick.
I mean, that would be horrifying.
Yeah. That would be, yeah, that's right. So, let's get another caller here on the other 608-524. What you got?
Hello?
Yes, this is Fernando. Welcome to Fernando Pignani Show. What you got?
Yeah, I just thought I'd check in and say hi to you and see hi, and thank you for your show.
Oh, okay. Well, who's this?
This is Dean.
Oh, Dean. I recognize the number because I got so many phones. How you doing, Dean?
Good.
Good. We're just talking about some news over here. That dude from Brazil actually showed up to his own funeral. What do you think of that?
It's kind of weird. Kind of different.
Seriously.
Yeah. You know, this and I was, you know... We have Winston. Winston's calling from Mississippi. Winston, meet Dean. He's calling from Wisconsin, where I used to live.
Yeah, yeah. I can tell by the area code.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's up?
Yep.
Yep.
608. So,
I'm a first-time listener. First-time
First-time
calling.
Listener. Okay, that's good. Hey, been waiting for you to call in. Been waiting for you to call in, Dean.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you feeling better though, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling better. Yep, I was under the weather for a while.
That's good because
yeah.
everyone it seems like everyone's getting sick. You know, Winston just got over with the what is that? Flu, right? What
yeah.
was it? Okay. So.
I guess you can go ahead and call it swine flu, but I'm not sure. It felt like swine flu. My goodness, but
my goodness,
it's
there.
Better now.
Yeah.
Hey, good.
So I mean, how's the any flu going on in Wisconsin, Dean?
I think some people are under the weather.
Hmm. Wow. It's that time of the year. It's that
yep,
time of the year.
Time of year.
Did you get your Did you get your H1N1? Did you get your flu shot yet? Swine flu shot, Dean?
No.
Good. Well, it's not good what I said. What I'm saying is good because you don't need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't need it. If you don't need it, don't get it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so many things. I know Winston got it. Did you get it, Winston?
Yeah.
Oh, did your parents make you do it?
Kind
of. You're like,
When the first 13-year-old passed away from it, I kind of motivated me to get one.
Right. Did you at least ask your doctor and says, hey, you know, to make you feel comfortable and, you know, so you get.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I just try to make, you know, at least I, you know, it's not, you know, it's a win-win situation. You take it, you know, wow, you get it. If you don't get it, wow, it's
right.
a win-win situation.
So what town is your friend from, Fernando?
Winston, what town you from again? Mississippi, what?
I'm from Taylorsville. Taylorsville? Taylors, like Taylor, then
oh,
Ville.
Taylorsville.
Taylors.
Okay.
There you go.
Taylorsville,
yeah.
Mississippi. He's
Taylorsville.
He camps out. He's out there. He camps out on right on the pipelines there, Dean.
Yeah, that line.
he probably heard about the kidnapping then in Taylorsville.
What now?
His mom woke him up.
Hmm? Is this recently?
The kidnapping, yeah, his mom woke him up.
Hmm.
Kidnapping.
Did you hear about that, Winston?
I get it. I get the joke.
The kid was napping and his mom woke him up.
Kidnapping.
Oh. Oh yeah, okay.
But that was like you know them jokes that you know literally my grandpa tells the oldest jokes you can ever think of, but they're still funny.
Yeah,
right. I was worried that for a little bit. I was just like, well, now I got it. And it's like, oh my goodness, Dean, man, you're unpredictable, Dean. Wait, let's move on here. Let's talk another topic here and. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back again. Hey, Dean, you got to stick around, okay?
Okay, I'll stick around.
Yeah, you got to stick around here. We're going to be talking about... this is what I want to talk about. Okay, that was a little too late there, but anyway. 75% of young Americans are unfit for military duty. That's what the statistic says. The question is, are Americans used too fat or too dumb? I actually know a couple of friends that actually had to lose weight before they go to the Marines or military. And the latest Army statistics show studying 75% of military age youth are in the late, you know, they're not able to join the military because they're overweight. And they can't pass entrance exam, what they call, or they have dropped out of high school and had ruins and. You know, with the law and everything like that. I know so many young people between the prime recruiting age of 17, recruiting age of 17 and 24 cannot meet minimum standards that a group of retired military leaders is calling for more investment in early childhood education to combat the insidious effect of junk food and ineducated educations. Now, are the militaries too picky? I mean, can we really send a fat kid into like a 17 or 18 year old like overweight? To military? Why is that? Dean, let me go with you real quick. Dean, why is it 75% of, why is it staggering 75%?
Because they eat too much. Obesity, that's why.
They eat too much?
Yeah.
Right, there's no discipline whatsoever before they go. That's right. That is correct. Hey, Winston, I know that, are you going to be joining the Army or service or anything like that when you down in high school? No?
I don't know. I don't know. It depends. If I join anything, I'm going to be the Air Force.
Right. I mean, what happened? Okay. You know, I mean, let's compare our country, like, to Iran. Iran has, like, what? I don't know how many armies they have, you know, infantries
one.
And all that. I'm sorry?
I said one. They just got one big army. That's all they have.
Right. They
so,
have,
you know,
they have
one
big
army.
And they even equip the, you know, those, I don't know how the military things work, but what I'm trying to say is, let's say 10 years down the road, and this 75% goes up to 85%. I mean, who's going to protect our country? It'll be all too fat to be walking around. You know what I mean? So if you don't do something about this right now, you know, put up some kind of program out there. You know, I think NFL is trying to do a play for 60 minutes or something like that a day. You know, less junk food. I think what they ought to do is go into the public schools or serving all the, you know, giving this our kids this poisons, this sugars, this fattening and stuff. Do you think? I mean, Winston, do you go to public school?
I do, and it does not work.
Okay.
You know, Mississippi. No, I'm gonna prove it to you. Man, I go to public school, and we have things that are so healthy. We do not even have Cokes at our school. Only teachers can have Cokes.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. No, and we are. Mississippi is still number one in obesity. That is pretty sick and sad. Right.
What
do
you go? Let's say for like, you know, do you have vending machines for like pop or pep, Cokes, and easily accessible for kids?
Well, kind of. You can sneak over there and get one, but, you know, I mean, right now, like, but you can't, you know. We have Diet Coke, but, you know, we have Gatorade, but other than that, no, we don't have no soda pop.
All
maybe
it's in Mississippi. The thing is probably, if it's not in school, it's good, you know, you have to go back and say, you know, talk to their parents. What are they actually doing? Why are they home? From school, what are they doing from, you know, going home from school? Are they, like, this, I mean, I know that you're a pretty active kid there, Winston. I know you play baseball and everything like that. But you know, the percentage of those people, kids out there, they're going out there and play is actually just a handful of it. Wouldn't you agree, Dean?
Yeah, I would think so. The percentage.
Yeah. So that's the number. Let me ask you this. That's the number of the youth who are not able to go join the military. Surprise, Eugene. Dean, does it surprise you?
Can you repeat the question?
Does the number of youth, you know, the number of kids that are not able to join the military due to their, you know, weight, surprise you?
Me. Yeah. I didn't think.
And how concerned are you about the America's youth?
Oh, I'm concerned because they need to eat better foods and, you know, eat healthier.
Right, eat healthier and everything. What about you, Winston? Does it surprise you?
Kind of, because you know how. I mean, how many? I'm not saying it that way, but if you're fat, I mean, is your first thought of going into the military? Because you got boot camp. I mean, you must have a high confidence level to do this. I mean, you know, I'm gonna make it through there. You know, so I kind of surprised me that we have obesity people, maybe 300 pounds. 350 pounds, that have that confidence level saying, oh yeah, we can make it through this, you know. And it just kind of surprises me there.
Right. I'm going to go to Donnie. I'm sorry because I didn't pick you up. Whoa, I got a sneezer real quick. Don, what do you think? Does this thing surprise you? This 75% of the youth not able to join the military because of their weight.
Yeah.
Does it surprise you?
Yep.
And why is that?
Because, like, I never really thought about it. Just people that I know that have went into the military, they, I don't know, one in particular, he lost a lot of weight, but I don't know if he lost it before he went to boot camp or after. But I can see the point of view why they have a weight limit, because maybe they don't want, like, 300-pound person coming to boot camp that's, like, fat, not having the muscle weighing 300 pounds. Because then it might be a waste of time, the training, you know, if they can't last, you know, and then a waste of money for the food that they have to feed them with and stuff like that. So that's good they have that weight limit because they're thinking about that they don't want to waste time, you know.
Mm. Right. Well, this, you know, this they call a generation of couch potatoes. You know, I don't know if this is like the new warnings about generation of couch potatoes comes just weeks after the Pentagon announced its best recruiting year since the all volunteer force began in 1974. I don't even remember that. there are a lot of things in place in the economy. You know, the meltdown, the rising unemployment, combined with the bigger military bonuses and benefits, enticed hundreds of thousands of enlisted despite the inavailability most would be sent to war. So, do we really need to? The question is, how are we going to battle this? How are we going to prevent this? Well, let me go with you, Don, real quick. How are we going to, as a family, as an individual? You know, you have kids. When you have kids, or you're a kid, or how are we going to stop this, or at least, you know, slow it down, or take that 75% to 50%? You know what I mean?
You know,
what's the first steps?
First of all, prayer. You know, self-discipline.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. The parents have to exercise self-discipline, because if there's the schools don't have the pop and stuff like that, and
mm-hmm.
the parents don't buy the pop, if the parents don't buy the junk food, then the kids can't eat it, you know, unless they go to friends, which if they don't go to their friends often, you know, or just once
mm-hmm.
a week, it won't be so bad, you know, like moderation,
right.
Like maybe once in a while, one day eat like junk food, or not all day, but like a little bit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
okay.
How I think.
All right. Well, let's go to Winston real quick. Winston, what do you think? What America should do? First step. You there? Winston Pitt.
I'm here. I had on mute.
Right.
I had on mute. First thing is, the first thing, we cannot be afraid to live poor. We can't. That's the first step. Because most people think that it's bad to live poor. No, it is not. I mean, I'm not poor, but I'm not rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm what we like to call the middle class.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And most people don't even have these days. And, you know,
right.
I mean, you know.
That's good.
So
now,
that's
Dean, what do you think? What's first step, Dean? What should we do?
I think they should have some kind of reward for the people that stay in shape or something. I don't know, some kind of...
Some kind of merit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a terrific idea. I mean, I like that, Dean. I like it. Hey, hang on, guys. All right, I'm gonna take a break real quick, and I'm going to play a little song, and you guys are stay put because I'll be right back. Wait a minute. I'm gonna play Into Arcadia, All Eyes on You, and I'll pick you guys up. We'll talk about some more on the Fernando Poniente Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Forgotten Heroes, the independent film that Hollywood refused to distribute.
They were asked to risk their lives in order to save their enemy.
The producers of Forgotten Heroes are donating 25% of all sales to the American Veterans Disabled for Life Memorial Fund.
We need someone to go in there and bring them out.
From first-time director Jack Marino, the home run for America's Vietnam veterans.
They are Forgotten Heroes.
Buy the DVD now at ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com. That's ForgottenHeroesTheMovie.com.
Hide me, need the cover.
Fernando and the Fernando Boniandi Show. You heard Into Arcadia. That was All Eyes on Me. Into Arcadia was actually in the Fernando Boniandi Show a couple months ago. That's right. You can find them on MySpace.com/IntoArcadia. And they're actually from Milwaukee, just right over here. Let me talk about this real quick. Five reasons. This is my five reasons why Manny Pacquiao, you know, if you guys are not a boxing fans out there, let me give it to you in a little bit. I'm going to give you a rundown here. Manny Pacquiao is the, I think, number one pound-per-pound boxing guy from the Philippines. and he's going to, on the November 14th, he's going to fight Cotto, which is from Puerto Rico, which is one of the greatest boxers also. And they are going to face, on the 14th, I believe, is going to be in Las Vegas, Nevada. So, here's five reasons why Manny Pacquiao would beat Miguel Cotto, okay? Speed, okay? This is an old boxing saying that says speed skills, okay? Manny Pacquiao has speed, and he proved that when he fought Oscar De La Hoya and all that. And, you know, seeing Cotto's fight with Margarito in the last fight that he did, man, Cotto actually slows down, okay? He's slower than usual, than 5, 10 years ago. Also, wear and tear. Cotto took a brutal beating against Antonio Margarito. You all know that. And he actually, Cotto's side blamed it on how Margarito's, like, taping and stuff like that, how they tape his hands. Well, anyway, but wear and tear. If, you know, if Pacquiao could not knock him down in the first, in the second, third, fifth round, if, you know, Pacquiao will hang in there until the eighth or ninth, and he will do the job. You know, he will do the job. Pacquiao will do the job. And also chin. You know, if you guys are boxing, you know, chin is a terminology what you punch him and they don't move. You know, they can take a punch. You know, Cotto was knocked down several times when he was 140 pounds, and so he had to go up 10 pounds or something like that to get the power puncher. So he's actually weak. So some of the weakness may actually, you know, comes up on that, Cotto's weakness. Meanwhile, Pacquiao hasn't been stopped in over 10 years and has proven ability to take punch. You know, his also skills. This is when, since Manny Pacquiao lost to Eric Morales, this is years ago, he has improved, I mean, significantly. He has learned to knock opponents down with either hands, where, you know, whereas before he relied heavily on a straight left hand. So he got that. He got the what they call that. What do you call that punch? I don't know. What trainer? Actively, trainers have something to do with that. You know, many casual boxing fans that don't seem to realize the importance of the good trainer. He has the Freddie Roach. So those are five reasons why Manny Pacquiao will beat Cotto. Let's get our caller back in here again. Once again, we have Winston straight from the Mississippi Pipeline. Welcome aboard, Winston.
Hello,
that's right, you're in there. We have, lovely as always, Dawn. What you got?
Not much, just listening about Manny Pacquiao. I actually remember the last fight, and many prayers were answered about De La Hoya. I believe that was the last. And he knocked De La Hoya out, I believe, in the eighth round. And
He did, actually, you know? So... We'll do another show on that. Just I know he's gonna fight on the 14th. I'll probably do the show on next Wednesday, and I'm gonna have people call in and, you know, find out, you know, their prediction out there. Let's get Dean from Wisconsin's back online. What you got, Dean?
Well, nothing much. I'm just listening. I'm not much in the fighting though. I'm more in the baseball and basketball, and I get a kick out of football.
Well, don't they fight? Yeah. Hey, let's go to the football, man. It's just like, what happened to our Packers?
Well, I wanted Minnesota to win.
Oh, you wanted Minnesota to win? Ooh. That.
I'm a Packer fan.
Oh, Brett Favre, huh?
Yeah, I'm a Packer fan when they lose.
Yeah, when they lose. Yeah, you're on the other team, whoever beats the Packers.
Yeah.
That's what. That's the thing. Do you think? Okay. All right. Let me ask you this. Do you, the Minnesota with Brett Favre going there? They're what, 7-1?
Yep.
Okay. They have a bye next week.
Yep.
They got plenty of room, plenty of time to you know, recuperate and heal and get better. And I mean, they're better. They're good. But I'm saying is, you know, to get even better. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Do you think? Here's the question. We all know they're going to go to playoffs. I mean, can they pull it off though when they're going to like a Super Bowl?
Well, they have a better chance, and Brett Favre has a better chance with the Vikings than he did with the Packers, because Minnesota's got a lot better team than the Packers.
You don't think they're going to choke like the Patriots did with the Giants?
Well, I hope not, because I.
He just hope not. Okay. Winston, I know Brett Favre from your he's from Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Winston, what do you think about the Vikings?
Brett Favre, I mean, hello?
Brett Favre. Yeah.
Really go, I mean, drop a house every day. You know, I like maybe live maybe at least 45 minutes away from his house, you know.
Okay. Well, here's my thing though. Here's my thing. Let's hypothetically say, you know, I mean, Brett Favre, I mean, they're all gonna go to playoffs, and who knows, you know, they can pull it off. I mean, you're winning the Super Bowl and everything like that. You know, with all that said, you know, they're winning. He's winning Super Bowl and everything like that. 10 years in the future. Do you think he would see as a they would see him as a hero, or they would see him as like as a traitor for trading the Packers? Oh. Winston, let me go to you real quick.
I don't know. People had a controversy with him quitting Packers. Eventually died off. So, a hero. I guess he's a hero in some sense. And then, I guess there's a traitor to Packers fan. I guess they're just jealous or just mad, I guess.
They're just mad. And I know. They feel betrayed, okay? I'm a Packers fan, but I don't feel like I'm betrayed by Favre because, he can do whatever he wants, but it's just, what I don't get is, he spent 17 years, working, playing for the Packers. He went to the New Jersey Jets. I didn't care about that. But, in the same division, that's just, slap in the face. Would you think that, Dean?
Well, I think it's kind of a challenge, because where the safest place to go in Wisconsin during a tornado now?
Where?
Lambeau Field in Green Bay, because there's never a touchdown.
Oh!
That's pretty good.
Let's get the crowd in. Oh, the crowd did not like it, Dean. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's switch topics over here. That's done and with. I want to go talk about college now. I only have about 7 minutes over here. I've done college. I didn't go to the campus or anything like that, but I went to online because that's what that suit me because of kids and the jobs and everything like that. And now they're actually surfacing and the numbers are staggering that people are getting education through online and webs and everything. Will the web kill colleges? Campus? Will there be a time where, there will be no more college campus? Well, let me go to you with real quick, Don. Do you think the web will kill colleges?
I think that there will still be campuses, but I think that there will be one campus for every 10 online colleges eventually.
Mm. Oh, eventually, yeah. Oh, that makes sense because we all know that a lot of kids want to go to college because they want to have fun, right? They want to do that the college thing. Now, Winston, I know you're going to college, right?
Oh yeah, no, oh yeah, I'm going to college.
Yeah, we all know that, and you're all going to college. Now, do you have the college in mind? You're going to Harvard, anything like that?
John Hopkins.
No, okay, so no liberal college or anything like that, right?
No.
Now going to what do you call that? UCLA or anything like that. But anyway, so you just stay in there in Mississippi then, or?
Yeah, I might get transferred. I might go to USM down here, University of Southern Mississippi. Good college, very good college.
Mm-hmm.
I may go to Ole Miss and transfer there to John Hopkins. I want to try to get my best to get in John Hopkins to get my degree in diagnostician. Which is basically just diagnosing people that are normal doctors. It's these hard cases, these hard cases that, regular doctors cannot figure out. So that's what I want to be, yeah.
All right. Let me ask you this, yes or no. You think web will kill colleges?
No.
No?
No.
It's like Don says, eventually they're going to have we'll offer probably online courses like online, right? But they will never kill campuses, correct?
No, never. Never, never.
Never, yeah. Just because, the kids are having fun and all that. Let me ask you the same question. Do you think, the web will kill campuses or the colleges?
No, I think that the person-to-person is like a group discussions in classes is people feel more comfortable than being online, I would think.
Yeah, right. And also my circumstance, I had kids and family and the time and stuff like that. So, yeah, I agree with Don. I agree with you guys. They're never going to kill campuses because, there was probably, campus will offer any, online courses, but they will never, get rid of the campus or colleges, anything like that. So, with that said, I'm going to give you guys a little time over here because we got about 2 minutes here. 2 minutes of the show, so we have, let me go with you real quick with Winston's. When's your next show?
If it's any kind of show, it's going to be tomorrow at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we might try to get something together then.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, we're going to do a show. Yeah, tomorrow. We're going to try to get a schedule out. And everybody
all
on the
right.
Mailing list on the website, you will be getting a letter in tomorrow with a schedule. So just make, you know, just if you're listening.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's go with you, Don, real quick. Don, I know you've been listening and being quiet over there, but I'm going to give you some word. Word of wisdom.
Word of wisdom?
Yeah, what you got? What do you have to say? You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Read the Bible, seek and pray for wisdom from God, and help others. You know, seek God for how to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. That's good. Let me go to you with you, Dean. Hey, Dean, what's I don't even know what to ask you there. You come in. You're gonna be able to call again next time, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll try to get in. Sometimes I'm not home too. Sometimes I'm out and about, but sometimes I'm
okay.
But I have a. People should do unto others as they would have them do unto you, and follow the golden rule. And people that go to college, I hope they make my list.
Hmm.
Because you know what my list is?
What's your list?
What's my name?
Dean. Oh, I gotcha. Man, you full of stuff, man. You know, you got some stuff there. So next time, today, Friday is going to be I believe it will be 10 o'clock, Central Standard Time here at Blog Talk Radio. Hey, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniani Show. Hey, thanks for stopping by, Winston. Thank you, Dean, for stopping by. Hey, we'll see you again, okay?
Hey, thank you.
Next time. Hey, thanks. I'm, you know, glad you made it. So, again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniani Show. Hey, if you missed this, that's fine. You can download it. Download it to your iPod or your iTunes. You can podcast it, or you can visit my website, blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniani Show. We'll see you on Friday. Adios.
Adios, amigo.